And I lost track of Izzy. And one day we went to Alaska with the Jewish Community Center, and a woman comes up to me. She says, "You know, you and your friend Donald Goslin doing wonderful things, going around speaking to the kids about the Holocaust." She says, "My brother and his friend picked up two Jewish kids who escaped the camps and brought them to America." I says, "Geez, that sounds like Izzy." She says, "I think his name was Izzy, but he changed it in America." So she gave me his name and address, and I wrote him a long letter describing how I met Izzy, like I told you. And I come home one night, my wife says, "There was a call from Izzy. He was crying over the phone. He finally found a relative. He considered me a relative. He had nobody." So I called him up. Sure enough, it was Izzy, and my grandson graduated high school. So I invited him and his wife. He got married. He had three children. And he came down with his wife, and we met. And we start going around together, you know. And he came into Springfield a few times, and then he came down with cancer, and he died too. We went to see him. They moved from Quincy to Foxborough, whether. And but anyway, he had no relatives, so he put his name, original name Wishnowski, on, and he found there was a Wishnowski in Australia. And he called the guy up. Guy says, "No, I never had relatives in a concentration camp." And one day he gets a call from Antwerp, Belgium. A young fellow says, "I'm your cousin."